Gary, it's a great win for you. Give us your thoughts on your team's performance.
I thought we were very good. I thought first half we came out and really passed the ball well. You know, on a fantastic surface, we made the pitch big and really popped it about. And, you know, we scored a good goal with Carvajal. We can't see what's wrong with that one, to be perfectly honest. But then, you know, the goal that Brad Potts scores is a wonderful team goal. You know, it's a great switch of play, and fabulous crossing, clever from Nathan D'Alfonso to dummy it, and it's a wonderful finish from Brad.
You went on from that, though. It wasn't a case of just sitting back on the one. You looked threatening before that goal, as you alluded to there, and, yeah. And you really pressed forward.
Yeah, very much so. I think it's a difficult place to come, and you know, they're right up there. They're third in the league, and they've got some good players. But I thought second half, you know, we spoke about not holding back and keeping on the front foot, and you know, it was a great break from us, great pressing from the front, and Jordan Flores, and we spoke about his goals before the game, sort of like saying, you know, about time you get on, and it was a great strike for him to go 2-0, and then we had another big moment where he's gone through again and just puts it wide of the post, so that was a chance to go 3-0, and you just hope that that doesn't come to bite you. And you know, Carlisle then, yeah, they pumped loads of balls in the box, and we had to defend with them, and one we didn't particularly defend very well, and it's game on again. But then, you know, I thought we countered ever so well for their other goals. I thought the setup and the pace and the power that we got is terrific, like, you know.
Look, the fourth goal in particular, when you're broken away from a corner, yeah. You're defending a corner, and D'Alfonso and Vassell, and they're all involved there, and D'Alfonso's covered an awful lot of ground to get on the end, and really good vision from Carvajal to pick him out, and a great finish.
Yeah, you know, I don't like singling any particular player out because I think it's a team effort. But, you know, we got stretched with losing Neil Danz. And so then, when Potsy came off with a touch of cramp, we had to play Nathan in midfield. And, you know, he adapted ever so well and did a job for the team. And it was a great team goal, like you say, his one, because Carvajal could have quite easily shot. But, you know, we do quite a bit of that. And he set Nathan up, and it's a great finish again.
The way he set the team up and the actual team selection itself, when you looked at the team sheet beforehand, it was set up with a very positive outlook towards it anyway. And that's how it started. You started really brightly.
It's been no different to how it's been set up for the last couple of weeks, to be perfectly honest with you.
Right, well, you got D'Alfonso, got Potts back playing in the hole behind him, hadn't you? And, of course, you've got Colin Daniel playing on the left side, who's, yeah. You know, quite a forward-thinking player.
Yeah, well, we've lost Andy Taylor through injuries, and we lost Jim McAllister last week. So it's a case of needs must, but the principle and the message to the players is exactly the same, to go and try and score more goals than the opposition.
You certainly managed that today. I mean, the one goal you conceded is probably a bit of a soft one from your point of view as well.
Yeah, very much so. We weren't happy with that. But, you know, today it's about the quality that we had going forward, and we've got to carry that forward now.
Yeah, you've got to build a bit of momentum. You've a tough game on Tuesday, of course, but this one gives you a bit of a springboard. You're still unbeaten in the last five, unbeaten this calendar year, so lots of little stats there for you as well, but nice to get a win.
Yeah, it is. It is, and you're right. Those are the good stats that we keep using.